Hello, and welcome to a fresh episode of Not Crazy, But Far From Sane. I'm your host, Megan Bell. I hope all of you are doing well, and if you're not, I hope you reach out for help, or yeah, please, come on, you're not alone. I know it's a week-to-week, day-to-day, hour-to-hour check-in sometimes with yourself, and that's very necessary, and there's nothing wrong with that. I want to start by apologizing that I did not get this week's episode out on Monday, like I had originally planned for all of my episodes. Last week's episode came out on Tuesday. This week's episode has not come out at all. So I'm clearly shit at scheduling the release of my podcast right now. This is a very new thing for me, if you're not aware. I have not ever done this before, so yeah, being a month in and having started school 3 weeks after, 2 weeks after releasing an episode and my podcast in general, there are some kinks I am ironing out. So I really appreciate you being cool with it. I hate telling people that something is one day and it's not there. I have a really big problem with that. That's not somebody that I want to be. That is not energy that I want to feed. So I hold myself super accountable, and it's caused me great anxiety not releasing this. So here I am, Friday after my homework is complete on September 9th, 7:25 p.m. And here we are. I want to talk about last weekend, which was Labor Day. I want to talk about a lot of things, but I want to talk about Labor Day because Labor Day exhausted me from the choices I made to where I could then not record my episode to get it out by Monday. I didn't even post on social media that I wasn't doing anything. It was just kind of neglectful. I'm learning. So thank you so much for bearing with me and still listening to my episodes even when they come out when I say that they're not going to come. I don't know. How do I word that? Thank you for listening to my episodes even though they come out after I say they'll be out. But yes, I went to a music festival last weekend in Austin for Labor Day that my boyfriend Keith had found. He loves listening to music, and I do too, but EDM, electronic dance music, is not my first choice. However, I will say yes and be willing to go to anything just for the experience. And it was really fun. There were not only just, you know, DJs DJing, but they had muralists who displayed art on them. And it was really, really cool. I had a really good time. I have talked in the past about my liking for marijuana, and that comes from a plant. So I do like other drugs that come from a plant, in the sense like shrooms. I'm not talking about like heroin and shit. That's kind of fucked up. I'm talking about like shrooms. I love shrooms. The first time I ever tried shrooms was when I was microdosing them back in 2019, when I had just quit nicotine. I quit nicotine October 3rd, 2019, and I went camping that weekend, and I microdosed mushrooms for the first time. And I've not smoked nicotine since then. I'm a big believer in microdosing and in taking certain type of, I guess, drugs if you use them for the betterment of your being. And if you're like, what the fuck does that mean? Well, every time I have took drugs, aside from marijuana, I have carried those experiences, memories, thoughts, revelations with me in my day-to-day life after being on that drug, right? Okay, so hold on. The dogs are moving around, and I don't really want to stop this because I'm on a roll. Can you please just sit? Hey, sit. Good. So microdosing mushrooms was my first experience with them, and any other time I've took mushrooms, I've been at home. No one's been around. It's just been me. And the extent of really what happens is I can pretty much make like a face, like a smiley face, or just like a face out of anything and everything. I've called my dad while I've been on shrooms. I'm very open about that. Like, I don't care. I don't care in the sense because I know that I'm doing it to better myself. Really, ultimately, I'm trying to feel better. Big fan of psilocybin. Don't like mushrooms on my food or anything. Hate mushrooms. Hate the taste. But I will eat them to become a better person, which is what I like to do from time to time, which is what I did this last weekend. And I swear I've been a way better person this week than I was the week before or the week before that. I have a lot more patience because I go in with a purpose and an intention. And my intention was, okay, continue being a good student, get this damn degree and be done. Be more patient, not be such a reckless driver. Yeah, these are all like, I'm just giving you a wide spectrum of things that I think of before going into these experiences that, hey, I want to alter this about my personality. What can I do? How can I best do that too? Aside from all the talk therapy I do and whatnot, it's really nice to put into, sorry, Liam's like right here panting next to me. And I hope it's not super annoying. He's just next to me when I'm talking about certain things. It's really sweet. So I can't really shoo him off. He wants to give me support. And hey, people show their support in different ways. He just shows his by sitting right next to me and panting. You've already had dinner. We're chilling. You're probably just like, what's my mom talking about? And she's all fired up. Anytime I get fired up, my dogs love to come comfort me right away. So I love it. But yes, shrooms are my favorite because of like taking a drug outside of like marijuana pot. Because it's a very chill feeling. And when you quote unquote hallucinate, I mean, okay, I took 3.5 grams. I don't know what the hell would happen to you if you took more. I know what would happen to you if you took less, but I don't know what would happen if you took more. So this is only off of 3.5 grams of mushrooms. And you just feel pretty chill and you're able to think very, very deep about different things in your life. For example, I was able to be more at peace with who I am. Even though I'm already at peace and love myself and I'm not insecure about who I am, I was able to accept the things for what they are and realize that the choices I've made in certain areas have been for obviously a certain reason. And I'm okay with that. Even if it doesn't look like even if on paper it doesn't look like I'm at the same stage as other people or whatever, if I don't compare anymore and I don't really give a shit to compare because my path is my path and I love who I am. And a perfect example would be whenever I was shrooming, I was talking to Keith, my boyfriend, and I was like, look, I used to be so hard on myself about living at home. And I was really insecure about that. And I really wanted to get a job to work, to not just be one of those like people in their late 20s living at home, not doing anything, just living off of like daddy or mommy's dollar. That was not going to be me. I never wanted that to be me. I want to be someone that my dad is proud of, that, you know, when he comes home from work, he's like, yeah, my daughter lives with me and she's this old, but she's also doing this for her life. Honestly, doing shrooms this past weekend made me realize that although like, yes, I don't have my own house or I don't live on my own, what I have done for myself in my life and what I'm continuing to do, I should be proud of. Because I'm not choosing to just sit here and not do anything. Like, I'm busting my ass. I'm getting a degree. I'm doing a podcast. I take care of 2 dogs. I have 6 hermit crabs. I have a shitload of plants. I'm doing a lot of things for myself. So if I can't feed myself dinner if for one night or make that a priority, I should say, because that's there for me. He makes dinner as part of a pact. He wants me to finish school. So we have like this common, you know, this mutual agreement that I'm here because I'm finishing my degree. I'm doing all of these things. It's very hard to accomplish all of that while you are living on your own and having to work to pay for rent while also going to school. It's a shitload. I was not able to do that. I think I have discussed that more. I will continue touching on that. But my dog is super annoying. He literally just jumped up on me. Aw, he's comforting me. He knows that I'm... Hey, it's okay, Liam. I'm going to pause for a second because he's extra needy. This is something that I want to continue talking about, but my dog is being super extra right now. I don't know if this is a sign that I need to just stop what I'm doing right now, listen to this, play it back, edit it, post it, and then go from there, because in the 5 other episodes that I've recorded, my dogs have been home and none of them have acted this way. They're acting very, very weird. So in the spirit of following what animals want you to do, I'm going to leave this at that. I'm going to continue my conversation because this is very interesting to me. Really, it's shifted my whole life and my thought process. So I will continue talking about this, but for now, I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much. Enjoy your evening, your day, your morning, wherever you are while you're listening to this. Thank you, and I love you.